Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Today we're reading 2 Nephi chapter 5. This is the last story chapter that Nephi gives us. The rest of 2 Nephi is all teachings and prophecy and a really long quotation of Isaiah. This chapter wraps up the story Nephi's been telling us of how his family came out of Jerusalem, crossed the ocean, and came to the Promised Land. This is the final chapter of that. So verse 1. Behold, it came to pass that I, Nephi, did cry much unto the Lord my God because of the anger of my brethren. But behold, their anger did increase against me, insomuch that they did seek to take away my life. Yea, they did murmur against me, saying, Our younger brother thinks to rule over us, and we have had much trial because of him. Wherefore, now let us slay him, that we may not be afflicted more because of his words. For behold, we will not have him to be our ruler, for it belongs to us, who are the elder brethren, to rule over this people. Now I do not write upon these plates all the words which they murmured against me, but it sufficeth me to say that they did seek to take away my life. And remember, this isn't the first time Laman and Lemuel have tried to kill Nephi. We know of at least two or three times they've done that, and they've probably talked about it a lot more than that. But this time they're serious. This time they're for real. Lehi is dead. There's no clear leader in their minds. Nephi is a good choice, but they are the older brothers, and they want to rule this new little outpost or nation or whatever you want to call it. Verse 5, And it came to pass that the Lord did warn me that I, Nephi, should depart from them and flee into the wilderness, and all those who would go with me. Wherefore it came to pass that I, Nephi, did take my family, and also Zoram and his family, and Sam, mine elder brother, and his family, and Jacob and Joseph, my younger brethren, and also my sisters, and all those who would go with me. And all those who would go with me were those who believed in the warnings and the revelations of God. Wherefore they did hearken unto my words. Okay, so Zoram, who goes with him, that's a servant who was living in Jerusalem. Nephi and his brothers picked him up. He joined their travel party when they went to get the brass plates, which is where they have their scriptures. Sam is the brother just older than Nephi, the middle child who often seems to get forgotten in the record. He is clearly mentioned here as going along with Nephi. Jacob and Joseph, younger brothers who were born while the family was wandering in the wilderness. But these sisters, this is the only time we have heard of Nephi's sisters, and I have no idea who these people are. It seems likely, my best guess, I've heard a lot of speculation, but given the way the story has unfolded, I think the best bet is that Nephi had actual biological sisters. His parents had daughters who, I'm going to say, were married to the sons of Ishmael. So as you may recall, this is purely speculation, by the way, but as you may recall, Lehi sent his sons back to Jerusalem a second time after they got the brass plates to get Ishmael and his family. And all of Lehi's sons, Nephi and Laman and Lemuel, at least, and Zoram, this servant they picked up, all married daughters of Ishmael. But we hear a lot about the sons of Ishmael, and we know that they had wives and children. But we have no idea who those people were. So my best guess is that the wives of the sons of Ishmael, who we don't know who they are, and we don't really know how Lehi's family is connected to Ishmael's family, and these sisters that Nephi mentions here, probably one and the same, maybe? I don't know. It's not that important, but my job in this podcast is to help you keep the characters and storylines straight. Here are some characters, and I'm doing the best I can. Anyway, verse 7, And we did take our tents, and whatsoever things were possible for us, and did journey in the wilderness for the space of many days. And after we had journeyed for the space of many days, we did pitch our tents. And my people would that we should call the name of the place Nephi, wherefore we did call it Nephi. And all those who were with me did take upon them to call themselves the people of Nephi. And we did observe to keep the judgments and the statutes and the commandments of the Lord in all things according to the law of Moses. And the Lord was with us. And we did prosper exceedingly, for we did sow seed, and we did reap again in abundance. And we began to raise flocks and herds and animals of every kind. And I, Nephi, had also brought the records which were engraven upon the plates of brass, and also the ball or compass which was prepared for my father by the hand of the Lord, according to that which is written. And it came to pass that we began to prosper exceedingly and to multiply in the land. And I, Nephi, did take the sword of Laban after the manner, and after the manner of it did make many swords, lest by any means the people who were now called Lamanites should come upon us and destroy us. For I knew their hatred towards me and my children and those who were called my people. So this is going to be a dynamic throughout the rest of the Book of Mormon. Nephi and the people who followed him give rise to a nation typically called the Nephites. Everyone else is typically called Lamanites, and these two groups do not get along. Just as Nephi's brothers tried to kill Nephi, the Lamanites and the Nephites are always at each other's throats. Verse 15, "And I did teach my people to build buildings and to work in all manner of wood and of iron and of copper and of brass and of steel and of gold and of silver and of precious ores, which were in great abundance. And I, Nephi, did build a temple, and I did construct it after the manner of the temple of Solomon, save it were not built of so many precious things, for they were not to be found upon the land. Wherefore it could not be built like unto Solomon's temple. But the manner of the construction was like unto the temple of Solomon, and the workmanship thereof was exceedingly fine. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did cause my people to be industrious, and to labor with their hands. And it came to pass that they would that I should be their king. But I, Nephi, was desirous that they should have no king. Nevertheless, I did for them according to that which was in my power." So Nephi has now taken anyone who will follow him, anyone who will listen to him, and they've gone off on their own, and they've started their own little civilization here. Verse 19, "And behold, the words of the Lord had been fulfilled unto my brethren, which he spake concerning them, that I should be their ruler and their teacher. Wherefore, I had been their ruler and their teacher according to the commandments of the Lord until the time they sought to take away my life. Wherefore, the word of the Lord was fulfilled, which he spake unto me, saying, that inasmuch as they will not hearken unto thy words, they shall be cut off from the presence of the Lord. And behold, they were cut off from his presence. And he had caused the cursing to come upon them, yea, even a sore cursing, because of their iniquity. For behold, they had hardened their hearts against him, that they had become like unto a flint. Wherefore, as they were white and exceedingly fair and delightsome, that they might not be enticing unto my people, the Lord God did cause a skin of blackness to come upon them. And thus saith the Lord God, I will cause that they shall be loathsome unto thy people, save they shall repent of their iniquities. And cursed shall be the seed of him that mixeth with their seed, and they shall be cursed even with the same cursing. And the Lord spake it, and it was done. And because of their cursing which was upon them, they did become an idle people, full of mischief and subtlety, and did seek in the wilderness for beasts of prey. And the Lord God said unto me, they shall be a scourge unto thy seed, to stir them up in remembrance of me. And inasmuch as they will not remember me and hearken unto my words, they shall scourge them even unto destruction." So here's that dynamic again. These two peoples are not going to be getting along very well. Typically throughout the Book of Mormon, the Nephites are the more righteous group. And whenever they fall into unrighteousness, the Lamanites are a scourge and they come and wipe them out. But as long as the Nephites are good, God protects them from the Lamanites. Verse 26. "And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did consecrate Jacob and Joseph, that they should be priests and teachers over the land of my people. And it came to pass that we lived after the manner of happiness. And 30 years had passed away from the time we left Jerusalem. And I, Nephi, had kept the records upon my plates which I had made of my people thus far. And it came to pass that the Lord God said unto me, make other plates, and thou shalt engraven many things upon them which are good in my sight, for the profit of thy people. Wherefore, I, Nephi, to be obedient to the commandments of the Lord, went and made these plates, upon which I have engraven these things. And I engraven that which is pleasing unto God. And if my people are pleased with the things of God, they will be pleased with mine engravings which are upon these plates. And if my people desire to know the more particular part of the history of my people, they must search mine other plates. And it sufficeth me to say that 40 years had passed away, and we had already had wars and contentions with our brethren." So that's the end of the story portion of Nephi's record. As I said, from here on out, it's going to be teachings. And in the next chapter, we're going to start with some teachings from Nephi's little brother, Jacob.